Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 6th of October, The Creation of Man. When Yahweh's Son was begotten by the Father as the Son of God, the beginning of the creation was established. Making this point, the Apostle John said, He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. The order of headship through which Yahweh's Son was begotten as the Son of God was the order through which the heavens and the earth were created. To this end, we note Paul's teaching, There is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for Him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we exist through Him. On the sixth day of creation, the Lord God formed man's flesh from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. By this means, man became a living soul. This was the first stage of man's creation in the image and likeness of God. The first man was an eternal identity in a mortal body, but he had not yet received his name as a son of God, which had been predestined for him in the Son before creation. According to the covenant plan of Yahweh, the sons and daughters of men were to receive their name and life as sons of God through the process of new birth, after the Son became flesh and gave his life for them. The capacity to multiply the identities of the sons of men was not possible until God created a helper comparable to Adam. The Lord God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. He removed a rib from Adam's side, and with it he made woman. From Adam and Eve, through the biological process of procreation, all the identities named by the Father in the Son come into being. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 1 verses 1 to 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 6, Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, and Genesis chapter 2 verse 22. For further study, Genesis chapter 2.